Supporters Club. A big problem. Our country has been ruled by a class of clueless and wicked people. They have promised lots and lots of times that they have answers to our problems, that they will make our country better, that they are in power to solve our problems. But after 4 years or 8 years, and the expiry of their tenure, we realize they leave us worse than we were. We realize that they lied to us. We realize that they deceived us, got into power only to enrich themselves, enrich their brothers, enrich their sisters, enrich their sons and daughters, enrich their children and their children's children, into even up to the 10th and 20th generation. But while they do this, a group of equally clueless people queue behind these wicked leaders as supporters, as followers. They are loyalists who will stop at nothing to enhance their cause, to support them as they loot us dry, just because these leaders, these looters in power, these criminals in the authority, sharing a paltry sum, a meager fraction of what was stolen with this pair of supporters. And so it seems like every bad leader Nigeria has ever had always had a group of strong following. Now, who is the problem of our country? Is it the bad leaders or the supporters that claim to love the bad leaders? While the issue of a chicken and an egg might go on debated for time to come, without answers, so is the issue of leadership and governance, leadership and followership. We will keep wondering, is it bad followers that make bad leadership, or bad leadership that make bad following? But the truth is that they enhance each other. A good leader will always command good following, and a bad leader will enhance and command bad following. But while the revolution is near, while the change is coming, while the wind of change comes, we have to contend with the supporters club who's standing between us and the leaders we seek to remove. Because remove we must remove them. If not, they will remove us. We must take them out of power, take them out of office, take away the machinery of state from their hands.